The Tuesday Play on RTE Radio 1.
Cross Purposes by Michael Timms.
Get him down.
He was the son of God. Jeez. Hey, listen to me. You fool.
Yeah, just hold him
still. He was the son of God, I tell you. Can't you see the truth?
Nurse, I need a syringe with another 40 cc.
Oh, yes, doctor.
Look, just forget the swab. Give me the syringe. I'll put it straight in. Hold him still.
He was the son of God.
All right, Mr. Now, there we are. Well, I don't know about a holy night, but I think we'll have a silent one from now on. Right. Thank you, nurse. Just another routine Christmas in St. Fintan's.
I'll see you now, Mrs. O'Shea.
Thank you, Doctor.
Please, sit down.
Oh, I...
No. We don't use couches anymore. Please, do sit down.
Thank you, Doctor.
I prefer to use first names in therapy. Please call me Thomas, and may I call you Mary?
It's Mary Jo, Doctor.
I see. I want you to think of this session as being a time just for you. Time where you can let go of responsibilities, reflect on where things are at in your own life. Before we begin, may I say that I'm intrigued by your name. You're Mary Jo, and your husband, Mr. O'Shea, is Joseph Mary. I'm wondering... is there any significance in that?
Oh, no, Doctor.
Thomas.
Sorry, Thomas. You see, we were both born shortly before the Marian year, 1954, and our parents were, well, let's say their beliefs and practices were very traditional. Mm-hmm. And I know what you might be thinking. Yes, well, we did come a bit late to parenthood. But it wasn't for the want to try, and you can be sure of that.
Now, Noel was your only child.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
The Foundation said that in all likelihood it was crocodiles that got him. Mm. They told me he'd have been safely dead by then. He'd have drowned in the floodwaters, and eventually the body would have been washed up days later and many miles downstream, where nature would have taken its course. It's the law of the jungle, isn't it?
Indeed.
But... I feel so guilty.
That's a natural reaction. But you must try to stop feeling that way. This was not your fault.
Oh, I don't mean guilty about my son. I'm talking about my husband.
Of course. Joseph Mary O'Shea. Medical science is doing the very best it can. I'm afraid he's still completely mute, but I think you'll have to agree that's preferable to the, well, quite frankly, distressed individual he was when you had him committed.
But that's my problem, Doctor. Thomas, I'm starting to think that my husband was right after all. And after what I heard on the news report, well, it really would make you think.
Perhaps you could go back to the very beginning for me.
Well, it all started when I was pregnant with Noel. Being a carpenter, Joe wanted to make the crib for the baby himself. It was at this time that he started working much longer hours. He'd stay in the workshop and even forget mealtimes. He installed an intercom between the house and the workshop. His idea was that I'd be able to call him as soon as the contraction started. To me, it was like a new toy.
I'll be right up, love.
No, it's not that. I just called to say I love you.
Oh, right. I love you too, love. What is it?
Lunch is ready.
Oh, all right. I'll be up in a minute.
The funny thing was that when the contractions did come, they didn't come at home, but at me mother's. She used to insist that all our little chicks, as she used to call us, came home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a full house. Joe and me were the ones without children, so we were put in the garage. Oh, it wasn't really a garage, of course. It had been converted years ago and used as a playroom when we were young. Joe resented the whole thing. Well, not just sleeping in a room full of toy animals. My mother kept all our toys. But the whole idea of having to go in the first place.
I see.
Not that it's any distance from Navan back to our home in Knobber.
Mm-hmm.
He went out with me brothers on Christmas Eve for a few drinks and came back stocious. And when he hit the bed, he went out like a light. Joe. Wake up, Joe.
Huh?
They've started.
Who started?
The contractions.
The what? Holy Mother of God! You're not due for another fortnight.
Sometimes they can come early.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, what do we do?
Well, you're in no fit state to drive. We'll have to call an ambulance. The early arrival turned out to be a grand little lad. All we could have wished for. Our little Noel. After that, it was a very different Noel from any other Christmas we'd had. Tell the truth, I was very pleased when we got back to Knobber and could settle into a more normal routine. Me minding the baby and Joe back in his workshop.
For God's sake, what does she want now? What is it?
Which end are you on?
Who's this? And what the hell are you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, good show. You're in the workshop.
Who are you? And how did you get on this line?
I'm on another extension.
There is no other extension.
Correction. There was no other extension.
What's going on here? Who are you?
Let's just say I'm the all-knowing.
The what?
The all-knowing. Try me. All right. How about this? The PIN number of your bank card. It's 3666.
How did you? No one knows that, not even Mary.
Would that be Mary with a large mole on the inside of her left thigh, by any chance?
How did you know that?
I know everything. Remember way back when you had to leave the prefab do-it-yourself company? And why?
You know about that.
Indeed. Mandy, wasn't that her name?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No worries. She wasn't pregnant. Just trying it on with you. But you were wise to get away from her. Matter of fact, I've had my eye on you since then.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No need to go putting me on a pedestal. Actually, God doesn't talk with an English accent. He's into diverse tongues. It's all part of the welcoming diversity thing.
So who are you? An archangel?
Just call me Belzy. Or my friends do. It's short for something that's much too much of a mouthful.
And what do you want with me?
Well, you've got something rather special, you see.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, I know. The doctor did tell me it was very special, and I did seriously mean to donate when the mobile unit came around. But I confess, it went clean out of me mind. I've been under some stress lately. We have a new baby, you see.
Precisely. That's what's special. Remember when he was born?
Yeah, Christmas Eve. What about it?
It was gone midnight. Christmas Day, actually. And there were no bedrooms left in the house? You and Mary slept in the...
garage. The converted garage. With animals all around. Stuffed animals, admittedly. Jesus. But he wasn't born in the manger. I mean, the garage.
No. He was born in the ambulance, remember?
Yeah. It broke down on the way to the hospital. The ambulance man had to do the delivery, and I stood on the road looking on.
And who came to pay homage?
Pay homage?
No one. Oh, there were three drunken bowsies on their way home, out of their skulls.
What did they say?
God knows, I can't remember. Me mind was on other things.
One said, with a little lead like an old chip. And the second offered to give a piece of batter burger.
And the third one left down a half a naggin of vodka at the end of the stretcher when they moved on.
You begin to get the point?
Oh my God! But Mary doesn't know. But why wasn't Mary told? There was no annunciation.
This is the annunciation, silly. We're doing it differently this time. When we prophesied the second coming, we never said it was going to be just like the time before, did we? That's why we've chosen to tell you. You're a man. Hell's bells. Say anything like this to a woman and she'd go bananas. Talking of hell's bells, could you hang on a mo?
Lucy here.
Lucy, could you bump up the heat in chambers 5 and 6? We don't want people thinking things are starting to cool down.
Will do, boss.
Are you still there?
Yes, master. What do you want me to do?
Now, here's a funny thing. There's not anything we actually want you to do. It's more what we don't want you to do. You see, in our position, we have things pretty much under control. And we don't want you, as the earthly father, if you like, getting in the way.
I see. Oh, yes. I see. I quite understand.
Joe changed somehow, Doctor. And it was quite sudden. Before the birth, he'd been as full of the baby as I was, helping make the preparations. The crib he made was a lovely piece of work. Then it was as if he didn't want to know. Over the years, he became more and more distant with Noel and me, disconnected like. And he had some ideas which, well, looking back on it, were, I suppose, quite mad, really.
Mary, we're going to have to get Noel circumcised.
He's 12 years old, for God's sake. Where in heaven's name did that idea come from? What's got into you at all?
It should have been done years ago. I never thought of it when it should have been done.
It wasn't necessary. If it was, I'm sure the doctor would have said at the time, or the public health nurse. Oh, I must be getting into the village.
It needs to be done. We must see to it in the name of God.
If it'll set your mind at rest, I'll have a word with Dr. Gallagher while I'm in the village. But I'm sure I know what he's going to say. See you later.
Now, where the hell would you find a rabbi in Nobber?
Of course, Dr. Gallagher said it was complete nonsense. But instead of easing his mind, well, this information seemed to make Joe even more distracted. And confused.
Hello? Hello, is anyone there?
It's me, of course, Joe. You must have read me mind. Your dinner's ready.
Get off the line, get off. I'm trying to make a call.
Don't be silly, dear. This is the intercom.
Get off the line.
But your dinner's ready.
Joseph, what's happening here? I don't understand it.
Hello? Hello? For God's sake, where are you at all? Hello? Is anyone there?
Hey, how's it going?
Where have you been? I need your help.
It's not this circumcision business again, is it? I keep telling you, it's not on the agenda this time around. Does it help to remember? He's an Irish Catholic, not a Galilean Jew.
But is he? That's me whole point. How do I know that? Who's the father here? I mean, who's the real father? Answer me that now. I want a paternity test.
Fine by me, chum. But you'll have to get round your lady wife first.
Oh, can you help me with that?
No can do. Quite beyond my powers, I'm afraid. However, I can give you a preview of her reaction if you do push for it. Catch this.
Joseph Mary Alphonsus O'Farrell. What are you suggesting? The nerve of you. Are you saying I've been unfaithful? Is that it? And after you and that Mandy, whatever her name was, this is the last straw. I've tried to be patient with you. God knows I have. A paternity test, I ask you. I'll give you a paternity test, and it'll be somewhere that you won't forget for a long time.
I wouldn't go there if I were you.
How does she know about Mandy?
She doesn't, yet.
All I wanted was to know what's going on and to be a part of things.
But you are, old man, very much a part of things. We're keeping you in the loop much more than we did the last chap. Ha! When I think of it, you really hadn't a clue what was happening. You just have to remember, your role is passive here, with a capital P. So, go with the flow. Let it happen. All will be well. Talking about keeping you in the loop, you see how he's made pals with one of the O'Reilly boys in school?
Yes. Mary's a bit worried about that. Kevin, in fact, all the O'Reilly boys are a good bit older than Noel, and we think it's inappropriate. Mary believes we should be encouraging him to make friends with boys more his own age.
No worries. It's all part of the plan. Recall what Mr. O'Reilly does?
He's a stockbroker.
Precisely. He's a person of power and influence. We want to get in there and align with that. If the age difference is difficult for you, try to think in terms of meeting with the elders in the temple. You'll find that'll help.
Well, the place does look a bit like a temple now that you come to mention it.
And then, Doctor, just as suddenly as he'd become worked up about circumcision, he seemed to lapse back and didn't care about anything.
Classic symptom of the depressed state. This would have been the onset of the more serious mental illness. What exactly did you notice?
You've got to say something to Noel about this. As his father. I can understand trying a cigarette, perhaps. But there's the drink, and now these. I found them under his bed. Look at them. They're disgusting. I don't know how these women get into some of them positions. I couldn't do it, I'm quite sure.
There's no need to worry. It's all part of growing up.
At 12 years of age? This is not right. You've got to talk to him. And you know where this is coming from. It's them O'Reillys. He's got to stop seeing them. Them and their pool room and home cinema.
Jude O'Reilly is on every local committee in sight. He's a man of power and influence around here. And Noel, knowing his sons, will be a useful contact for the future.
And what would a carpenter's family be doing with the stockbrokers, I ask you?
Maybe Noel won't be a carpenter. Maybe he'll be something else, a person of power and influence. Did you ever stop to think of that? And O'Farrell at the top of the heap.
Have you lost your mind entirely? Well, this'll come to no good. I have a feeling...
He's God's special creation.
Of course he is, Joe. All children are God's special creation.
That was the first time that he mentioned it. That Noel might somehow be special. Different. What do you think? Is there a God, Doctor?
Thomas.
Sorry.
Mary, as a doctor, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to say what my beliefs were, even if I had any.
When I think back to all the temptations put in front of him, the drink, the drugs, and those disgusting pictures. And then how things turned out in the end. When it came on the news, Charlie Bird was the reporter sent to Africa to cover his death. That shows how important RTE thought our Noel was.
I'm in Jamalalal, speaking to a close friend of the man they call the modern messiah in these parts. Ronan O'Keefe, how do you remember Noel O'Shea?
My fondest memory of Noel was definitely the wedding at Campa, Charlie. A couple who were working with our aid foundation decided to get married out here. So after the ceremony, we'd organised a bit of a hooli for them. but all we had to drink was water. Mind you, we thought we were lucky to have that here in the desert. But anyway, in the evening, as dark was falling, we saw a cloud of dust coming out of the west. It was a jeep with a tricolour flying from its aerial. It had to have come through Jemalalal. That's a steep-sided valley which provides insurgents with a turkey shoot anytime anyone goes through, which is why it's called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. So, anyway, here was this jeep coming at us. And who was driving? Only Noel! He had the thing crammed with crates of wine. Jesus, Charlie, the crack was 90 that night. And the funny thing was, the jeep was riddled with bullet holes, but not a bottle broken. Bloody miracle, if you ask me.
The news report and Charlie Bird were all in the future when I was looking at those pornographic pictures. I could see no way out. I couldn't confront Noel. I was so embarrassed. And Joe wasn't going to do anything. So the friendship with the O'Reillys continued to flourish. Noel was up and down to their house like a yo-yo. He'd often sleep over up there. Or so we thought, until the guards called. It was when he was 15.
Mrs. O'Shea?
Yes, Gerard.
Are you the mother of Noel O'Shea?
Yes. Oh, what happened? Is he all right?
I have to inform you that your son is being held by the guards at Dawkey Station above in Dublin.
Dublin? But he was spending the night up in O'Reilly's.
That doesn't appear to be the case, ma'am. He was arrested at 4 this morning with a number of others at what they call a rave up on Killiney Hill.
What are we to do?
You'll be taking yourself up to Dublin to collect him.
Yes, guard.
And when you speak to the station sergeant, you may care to remember a couple of his men were hospitalised during the arrests.
Oh, not our Noel.
That's what they all say.
None of us said a word on the drive back from Dublin. Noel slept in the back of the car. Joe and I weren't talking. Any time I looked at him, he had this really perplexed look on his face, as if he was trying to figure something out. But there wasn't anything to figure out, as far as I was concerned. The O'Reilly boys were charged, along with several others. Noel, because of his age, was put under something called the Juvenile Liaison Scheme. It was like he was on probation. Well, plainclothes guard was assigned to Noel. He used to call to the house, but nobody'd have known his business. Like Peter, guard Hennessy, grew up in the next village. He knew the O'Reilly family by reputation and said Noel was to stop seeing any of them. Noel accepted it, just like that. Peter was great. He organised outings and trips for the group of boys he was working with.
Belzy! Belzy! Where the hell are you when I need you?
Lucy here. Sorry, we're not available to come to the phone right now. If you'd like to leave a message after the tone, we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Joseph Mary O'Shea here. I'm not much good at praying, but here goes. Belzy, it's all going horribly wrong. Not only does Noel not want to see the O'Reillys anymore, now he's off to Kerry for a week to climb Carrantool with the bloody Garda. You've got to stop it. This is not how it's meant to be, is it?
Commissioner Peter Hennessy, you've come out here in your role as a trustee for the Jemalalal Foundation, set up by Noel O'Shea.
Uh-huh.
What sort of man was he?
He was a very giving person, Charlie. Always thinking of other people. Yes, and I'd like to put it on record that every cent donated to the organisation went straight to work out here in Africa. Nothing was taken out for administration. It was a condition Noel put on everyone, including himself.
Commissioner, is it true you knew Noel when he was younger, during your earlier career in the force?
No, that was not the case.
That as a juvenile liaison officer, you took him and 12 other boys climbing in Kerry, and that Noel became separated from the rest of the group in the mist?
That was not the case.
And that when he was found and returned to you by the Mountain Rescue Service, he said to you, I've been speaking to my father?
Ah, now you know better than anyone, Charlie, that I cannot discuss with you or anyone else confidential aspects of the work of the Gardaí. So, for the third time, I have to say that was not the case.
Ronan, if I could turn to you. Noel O'Shea was certainly a special man, but coming to the end of the story, there is some mystery surrounding his death. Can you fill us in on that?
I can, Charlie. One of the projects that the Foundation took on more recently was support for a refugee camp in the hills. The camp catered for about 5,000 people, men, women and children. In order to feed them, food had to be got through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Well, rather than assign the task to someone else, this was a job that Noel insisted on taking on himself. He reckoned he'd done it before, so he could do it again.
But his tires were shut off by the insurgents, and both he and the food were captured.
Yes, that's right. We have the rest of the story from one of the insurgents who had some English. It seems Noel was being driven through the hills by his captors to the rebel stronghold. On the way, they had to ford a river which was in flood. The driver took a chance, but the current was too strong.
The jeep and its occupants were swept away.
With two of his captors, the guy who spoke English was one of them, escaped the vehicle and eventually made it to the bank miles down the stream where they were taken prisoner by government forces. The rest didn't make it. Their bodies were found still in the jeep and it was recovered from a mud bank further downstream.
But Noel was not among the bodies that were found.
No, Charlie, that's the thing. Noel's body was never found. We've learned that Noel cleared the jeep with the other two, but unlike them, he didn't make it to the bank.
And that was the last that was seen of him. No famous last words?
Well, funny you should mention that. We questioned the interpreter in some depth, and from what we can piece together from his broken English, Noel did have some last words, just nothing very profound.
Ronan, what were those final words?
Charlie, he said, "It is finished."
It's all a mystery, really. But it seems Joe might have been right after all, Thomas.
What do you mean by that, Mary?
That Noel really was special, after all.
But, Mary, everyone knows, especially at Christmas, all children are God's special creation.
That was Cross Purposes by Michael Timms. Mary was played by Anne O'Neill, Joe by John Olehan, The Doctor by Enda Oates, and Belzy by Mojisola Ejibayo. Charlie Bird played himself. Lucy and the Garda were played by Gerard Lee, Peter Hennessy by Kevin Flood, and Ronan O'Keefe by Alan Smith. Sound supervision was by Philip Cook. Sound effects by Brian O'Neill. The producer was Kevin Reynolds.